Hey everyone, and welcome back. You know how sometimes on a crazy hot day, you just want to stand in front of the open fridge, or maybe
Oh,
you've got all the fans going full blast thinking it'll cool down the whole place.
we've all been there.
Right.
Exactly.
So today we're doing a deep dive into these like classic summer cooling myths. You know the ones. Opening the fridge to cool the room and using fans to do the same thing. We're going to get into the science of why those don't actually work.
Yeah, busting those myths.
This is going to be fun. Get ready for some physics.
It really is fascinating when you think about it.
Okay, so first up,
Yeah.
the open fridge myth.
Right. So myth number one is that opening the fridge cools down a room.
Yeah, which, like, on the surface makes sense.
Right. It seems logical, but it actually kind of backfires. To really get why, it helps to think of your fridge like a heat pump. Like its main job is to move the heat from inside to the outside of the fridge.
So it's not really making the heat disappear, just like shifting it around.
Exactly. It's like you're just moving the heat around, not getting rid of it.
Okay, got it.
The research we're looking at uses a really good analogy to explain this. A rubber band. You know how when you stretch a rubber band really quickly, it feels warmer?
Yeah.
That's because you're putting energy into it, and that causes the temperature to go up. And then when you let go of the rubber band, it cools back down because that energy is released.
I get it.
So it's the same idea with a fridge. It uses energy to compress a special fluid, and that makes it hot. And then that heat is released outside the fridge, usually from the back, while the inside cools down.
So basically, the fridge is like a closed loop,
Yeah.
moving heat from one spot to another, but not actually eliminating it.
Exactly. Opening the door just mixes the cool air inside with the warmer room air.
And all that heat from the fridge's compressor is still being pumped out, making the room a little bit hotter overall.
Right.
It's like we're working against ourselves.
You got it. Plus, letting all that cold air escape makes the fridge work harder, so it actually uses even more energy.
So not only is it not cooling the room, but it's making things worse.
Pretty much, yeah.
Not the best strategy.
Yeah. Nope. The research we have goes into an experiment where they used a small cooler with something called a Peltier device.
Well, what?
A Peltier device. It's basically a solid state heat pump, which means it doesn't have any moving parts, but it can still move heat from one side to the other. So in this experiment, when they put the hot side of the Peltier device outside the cooler, it actually did cool it down a little bit. But when they put the whole device inside, the temperature actually went up.
So it's like you can't create cold without making heat somewhere else.
Exactly. There's no escaping physics.
Well, that's a bummer.
Now, the research does mention some like out there ways a fridge could technically help, but it's mostly for laughs.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Like, what?
Well, they talk about things like putting the fridge in a doorway to like vent the heat outside, or using the thermal mass of a frozen turkey to create a cold bank.
Wait, a frozen turkey? How would that even work?
So thermal mass is basically an object's ability to store heat. Like think about how a stone wall feels cold to the touch on a hot day, or how long it takes to boil a pot of water. That's thermal mass.
Okay, I see. So a big frozen thing could absorb some heat from the room and act like a temporary cold spot.
Yeah, exactly. Although a turkey might not be the best way to do it.
Unless you're going for that whole sticking your head in the freezer look.
Right.
Okay, but moving on, what about fans?
All right, let's talk about fans. This one might be even more surprising.
Wait, you mean to tell me they don't actually cool down a room? But they feel so good on a hot day. I'm practically glued to mine all summer long.
That's where the trick is. Fans do make you feel cooler, but they actually make the room a tiny bit warmer. Remember how we talked about energy?
Yeah.
Well, fans use electricity and that creates heat. Not a lot, but it's still there.
So even though they're blowing air around, they're actually adding a bit of heat to the room.
Yep.
Sneaky.
It is kind of sneaky. And they're not changing the temperature of the air, they're just moving it around. In fact, the increased air movement from the fan can even make the temperature go up a little bit.
Huh, because of all that movement.
Exactly. It's the kinetic energy, the energy of motion. By making those air molecules move faster, we're technically making them a tiny bit hotter.
Wow, so even the simplest things have all the science behind them.
They do. The source material actually has this really cool infrared image of a ceiling fan, and you can clearly see the heat it's giving off.
Oh, wow.
So if they don't cool down the room, how can we feel cooler when we're in front of a fan?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It all comes down to something called evaporative cooling. Remember that rubber band analogy? Well, when water evaporates, it takes energy from its surroundings, and that makes those surroundings cooler. Think about how sweat works.
Okay, so the fan is helping our sweat evaporate faster, and that makes us feel cooler, even though the room itself isn't any colder.
Exactly. You got it.
It's like a personal cooling system.
Pretty much. The research also mentions this experiment where they put a wet cloth in a cooler with a fan.
What happened?
The evaporative cooling effect was strong enough that it actually made the cooler colder, even though the fan was also giving off a little bit of heat.
So fans do play a role in keeping us cool. It's just not by actually lowering the room temperature.
Right. It's more about working with our body's natural cooling system.
I like it. It's like a partnership.
Exactly. And there's one more way a fan can actually cool down a room, at least in a way that you'll feel.
Oh, tell me more.
So imagine the air in the room is actually already cooler than your body temperature.
Okay, like maybe at night or in a basement.
Yeah. So in that case, the fan can help circulate that cooler air, and that'll help move the heat away from your body faster.
So it's all about that increased air contact. It's like when you jump in a pool on a hot day. The water might not be that cold, but just being in it helps cool you down.
Exactly. It's not about changing the overall temperature of the room, but about getting that cooler air to move around you.
Well, okay then. I guess we officially busted those two big cooling myths.
Myth bust.
And I feel like we learned a lot about how fans and fridges actually work.
Yeah, there's always more to discover about the everyday things.